So Rishon HaVayelech features, of course, the end of Moshe's life. Ben Me'ave Asrim Shana Anochi Hayom Lo Chalo Datzeis V'Lavo. But also two of the hallmark characteristics of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban asks the obvious question: Vayelech Moshe, where did he go? So the Ramban says he went from the Machane Levia to the Machane Yisrael. Ki'ilu litol rishus lipater mechavero. Right? Medrash says that a person should always ask rishus before departing, before bidding adieu. And Moshe be'anvesanuso harav, right? Yish Moshe anav ma'od, as if he needed to ask permission of the people. But Vayelech Moshe from the Machane Levia to the Machane Yisrael. I would add that there's a bookend here as well, because we know that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe at the snare that, you know, he was obligated to go back to Egypt and to do what he did there. L'chol ha'osos v'hamofsim. So, Vayelech Moshe v'yasho v'yetzer chosno v'yomer el chatna v'ashuv el achaya asher b'mitzrayim v'era odam achayim. So this is a full circle for Moshe Rabbeinu, because when Moshe had very important things to attend to as it concerned Yetzias Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu obviously continued to project the respect for his father-in-law. The Ramban doesn't mention that, but certainly it's part of the rubric. Number two, in terms of who Moshe was, Lo Uchalo Batzeis V'Lavo, so Rashi quotes based on Chazal, right, lo chasai no, v'lo nas lecho. So what does it mean? V'Hashem amar ilai lo savor ha'yarden hazeh. Right, it's not that I'm not able to, but I can't. And I can't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, lo savor ha'yarden hazeh. This is the paradigmatic ish halacha mentality that the halachic reality creates, as it were, a physical reality. We think of the Ibn Ezra in the context of lo sachmot, right, that the emotional reality is shaped to the physical reality of Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo chalot datzeis v'lavo v'Hashem amar ilai lo savor ha'yarden hazeh. It's a classical ish halacha formulation. I'd like to go further a little bit as well. Ben me'av yashim shana anochi hayom. So again, Rashi quotes from Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is memale yemehem mushnosam shel tzadikim. Now, the term tzadik in this context has to be understood. Really, the term tzadik has two different meanings. One of them is defined by the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, is a person who has more zechuyos than avonos is defined as a tzaddik. A person who has more avonos, rachmanu l'tzlan, than zechuyos is a rasha, and machza is a beinoni. That's based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Rambam comes up with that definition. But then there's another definition of a tzaddik, which I believe is being referred to here, as we have in Rashi, the beginning of Parashas Vayetze, right, that a tzaddik leaves a particular place, Vayetze Yaakov, Mibir Shava, Vayilach Harana, Panaziva, Panahoda, Panahadra. So that's not just a tzaddik that, has 50.01%, right, in terms of zechuyos over avonos. That's the technical definition of a tzaddik. But here we're referring to a person, right, who is of spiritual stature. And what we mean by that is then captured by this Maimer Chazal, right, tzaddikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale yemehem ushnosam. That just like we have in Briyas HaOlam, the notion, Vayar Lokim Kitov, that only something which is complete, hence on the second day, we don't have Kitov, it's rather twice on the third day, on Yom HaShlishi, right? So the idea is that just like no one job is considered good, right, unless it's completed, so too, when it comes to a lifetime, that when we talk about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu memale yemehem ushnosam shel tzaddikim, what we really mean is the second din of a tzaddik, not that he has a more zechuyos than avonos, but a tzaddik who's of impact on the surrounding environment. So such a tzaddik, right, lives a complete and a holistic life, in the sense, just like any particular malacha is only tov if it's complete, so his mission is completed. A tzaddik leads a life with a particular mission, right? A particular telos, and therefore that tzaddik leaves a place, panaziva, panahoda, panahadra. So Moshe Rabbeinu, right, so the paradigmatic version of this tzaddik, so he led a mission-driven life, right? In terms of Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, Misara Yoshua, of beginning the chain of the Masorah. But one final hayara in this regard, it's very fascinating to think about Moshe's life as complete, especially v'hayu yamav me'av esrim shana, going back to the Mabul, that Moshe sort of lived the archetype of what a human life might be, right? So he was additionally in his vigor, even as others would have slipped into senescence. But I think what's particularly fascinating about this idea about of the completion and the holistic nature of Moshe Rabbeinu's life is probably the two most famous instances of starting a mitzvah but not being able to finish it are also attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu. Kivuras Yosef, Vaikach Moshe Atzmos Yosef Imo, but it says Vayikberu B'nai Yisrael as Yosef at the end of Sefer Yoshua in Shechem, right? Bimechad Hischel Esa Mitzvah Ba'achar Gemar Al Yada, right? Nikrei Sal Shemo. Right, so Moshe wasn't credited, as it were, for that mitzvah, and also, of course, as Yavdil Moshe Shalosh Arim Ve'Eira Yordain Mizrach Hashemesh Mitzvah Aval Yadi Lo Ach Mitzena, even though they would only go online during the days of Yoshua, once Betzer and Ramot and Golan could be joined by Chevron, Shechem, and Kedesh Naphtali in that order. So I think there's a dialectic here. On the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu's life was whole and complete, but Me'idach Gisa, Moshe also recognized the value, Kivayachol of a Chatzishir, of being Mavdil Shalosh Arim, of starting the process of Kvuras Yosef, even if he wasn't destined to finish it, because that's also part of belonging to a Masorah, the notion of a Makom Lizgader, of Lo Alecha Hamlacha Ligmor. And even in that respect, I think counterintuitively, those incomplete aspects of Moshe Rabbeinu's life actually point to his completion in terms of the overall goal of his life, which was to start the chain of the Masorah. Moshe Rabbeinu's life was about Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai and Misar Yoshua. In the end of the day, that was his legacy, Zichru Teres Moshe Avdi. And so part of that legacy was to be able to start processes that would be completed in subsequent generation, hein le'inyan arei miklat, hein le'inyan kivuras Yosef.